I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. This week, we're reporting on a year-old program for veterans that's supposed to make it easier for them to get health care. It's called Veterans Choice, and yesterday we heard widespread agreement that it's not working as Congress intended. Frustration with Veterans Choice in Montana became evident this winter when Senator John Tester held 28 meetings across the state to get vets' feedback on it.
It really is, and that's something that he struggles with. Yeah.
At this meeting in Superior, both veterans and local health care providers that want to serve them sounded off. Veterans Choice is supposed to let vets who live more than 40 miles away from a VA health facility get care at nearby private clinics instead, with the VA picking up the tab.
We were one of the first facilities that were certified to provide services to veterans under the Choices program.
Ron Gleason is the CEO of Mineral County Hospital in Superior.
We provided our first service to a veteran under that program on September 9th, and we have not been paid for any of the services we have been provided since that time. So we have never been paid for any Choices services.
Gleason's hospital is not alone. Across the country, doctors, clinics, and hospitals say they're either not getting paid for taking care of veterans or only getting paid after months of waiting and slogging through time-consuming paperwork. A lot of them, like Gleason, are just plain giving up.
I don't think we've been providing any services here recently because we're not seeing anybody getting paid.
Gleason says there are a lot of veterans in Mineral County, and his hospital does their best to get them health care so they don't have to drive hours to VA facilities in Missoula or Helena. His hospital hosts a mobile clinic from the VA once a month, but providing services in-house is tough. It's a nonprofit hospital running on a shoestring budget and can't afford to give away services or wait months to get paid. Air Force veteran Tony Lipinski lives in Superior. He says he thinks the word is out about Veterans Choice's poor track record of paying doctors. Lipinski struggled for weeks to get an appointment with a non-VA specialist relatively close to home. And then...
I got the impression in the neurosurgeon's office that I was something slightly lower than a doormat.
Lipinski says he can understand why doctors are giving up on Veterans Choice.
I've tried to put myself in his shoes. I used to mechanic on the side quite a bit. I had a list of slow pay customers. Once I'd been either a hot check or a slow pay, and what I mean slow pay, over 90 days, I might work for them again. But everybody else came before them. So why would it be any different with these healthcare professionals when you've got an organization like Health Net?
The Veterans Administration itself isn't responsible for paying non-VA doctors and hospitals through the Choice program. It has a couple of private contractors that do it. The one that serves Montana is called Health Net, and Senator Tester blames them for most of the problems with Choice.
The payment to the providers is just laziness. I'm telling you, it's just flat laziness. These folks turn in their bills, and if they're not paid in a timely manner, that's a business model that'll cause you to go broke pretty quick. And so I'm not a big fan of Health Net.
We've been trying to get an interview with Health Net since the 1st of March. A company spokesman says they just completed a merger, and their CEO, Billy Maynard, is too busy to talk to the press. No other Health Net officials are available for interviews. Maynard testified before the U.S. House Veterans Affairs Committee on March 3rd. He said recent work to change payment procedures through Choice is already paying off.
We're all very convinced and already have evidence that those providers that were challenged by the more complex payment methodologies are already seeing a very significant relief in the first 3 weeks after that modification. And I think we expect all providers to be current very expeditiously as we move into the spring.
The Veterans Administration has a hard time tracking how many providers have given up on Choice, so it's hard to say if the changes Health Net's Maynard talked about are luring many back. But in Montana, the network of 12 hospitals affiliated with Billings Clinic hasn't signed on to the Choice program, nor has it indicated an interest in doing so after the recent changes. Senator John Tester.
Biggest healthcare provider in the state of Montana won't deal with Choice. That should tell you something's wrong with the program.
The Senate Veterans Affairs Committee that Senator Tester sits on is working on legislation to fix the Choice Program. They're merging Democratic and Republican proposals with the goal of getting something passed before Memorial Day. Tester says he'd like the legislation to let states opt out of using private contractors like Health Net.
I believe it's better done in a rural state like Montana by the VA. I can't speak for Detroit or Miami or Houston or wherever, but I can tell you in a state like Montana, and I know the Montana VA, they can be that administrator and they can do a much, much, much better job. And that was why this bill was drafted, to give them the flexibility to do exactly that.
At the same time Congress is working on a fix, the VA and Health Net continue to work together to try to improve the Choice Program. Back in Superior, veteran Tony Lipinski is just hoping that he's able to get in to see the doctors he needs in time.
It's hard to live like that. Some days I wake up and go, am I wasting time where I could be on chemotherapy or getting a surgery to take this thing out, you know, or 6 months from now when I still haven't gotten it looked at and I start having weird symptoms and they look and say, boy, you know, that's cancer. You know, if you'd have come in here 6 months ago, we probably could have done something for you, but it's too late now.
This story was produced with reporting assistance from Dominique Giusti and Carrie Miller, who were students at the University of Montana School of Journalism. I'm Eric Whitney.